This episode is sponsored by Having Audacity. Just the audacity. I want you to wake up and say, I choose to take up space and be audacious. Today, I'm going to do a little something crazy. I'm going to do something that maybe I feel a little bit underqualified for, and I'm going to reap the rewards of acting my wage. Yes, the wage I want, not the wage that I currently have. This week's episode is going to be a rambly hot mess in the best way possible, because I want to talk about something I literally experienced this week with a client that I think is going to change your mindset when it comes to applying for jobs, asking for promotions. This is basically a pep talk. Like, you and me, this episode, this is what's going down. I guess I didn't even say hi. How rude of me. Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host and your producer. It's a one-woman show, Emily Durham, and I'm so excited that you are here. If it is your first time listening, this show is dedicated to helping you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond, and I'm your girl for that because I have worked in recruiting for over 8 years. I'm a careers advice columnist, and I have a platform of over 3 million people dedicated to learning more about how to accelerate their careers. This is like what we do. Okay, I have my tea. It is 7 o'clock on a Friday, which is such a good time to not be working. I think it's time for us just to chit chat and get into it. Right off the bat, we all know what imposter syndrome is. And if you don't, it is basically that nagging feeling you have in the back of your head that's telling you that you're not good enough. It's telling you that you're not actually qualified for the job that you have because you just got lucky and it was just a really good interview day. It's the voice telling you not to ask for that promotion because you've only been at the company for a year. It's the same voice trying to tell you not to ask for a raise and not to put your hand up to take on new opportunities because you're just early on in your journey. And while some of those things may be true, and maybe yes, you only have 3 years of experience when the job description requires 5, it isn't actually a helpful voice to keep feeding. Have you heard of that saying, like, it's all about the wolf that you feed, that we have these wolves in our minds? Actually, there's a podcast all about this that articulates this far better than I. But there's a bunch of different stories we tell ourselves about what we believe is true. And typically, we have one wolf inside of us that wants to see us succeed, and another wolf that is constantly trying to tear us down. And the wolf that ends up being the strongest is the one we feed with our thoughts and our actions. Wow, that was beautiful. But where imposter syndrome kind of falls into this is the more and more we fall into the habit of believing that voice telling us that we're an imposter, the more likely we are to miss out on opportunities that would actually prove us wrong. Basically, it becomes a chain and a cycle of a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's a really dangerous place to be in your career. So this week, I would literally get you to challenge yourself to do one thing that's audacious, even if you think that it's too big of a deal. And I want to tell you a story. This is a very much story time vibe episode. And this happened with a client. So I was speaking to a client. She is an amazing candidate. I'm obviously going to fabricate some things about her and like details of her industry to protect, her privacy. But essentially, let's say my client, her name is Sue. She works in marketing and she is a senior marketing manager. There is a role that she was going for. It's a director of marketing. Now, obviously, that is a step up position. It's a level above the role that she currently has. The company that she wanted to work at basically told her, hey, we don't think you're senior enough for this role. We really need someone who's already been a director for several years. And she was like, okay, well, that's what they want. It is what it is. I'm going to move on. Like, I guess I'll just look for another job. And I sat with her and I asked, I was like, did you push and see what were the specific skills that were missing in your profile? And she's like, yeah, well, they just said years of experience. And this is where I think we had a breakthrough moment, is years of experience doesn't mean someone has been doing something well for all of those years. 10 years of experience in marketing doesn't mean you have been a good marketing leader. So how are they actually evaluating your skills and what you bring to the table in a tangible way beyond how many years of experience you have? And she didn't know. And I was like, listen, there is no harm in you going back to them and saying, totally hear you on the years of experience piece. Is there anything else in terms of my tactical experience that is a gap? And maybe the answer is yes, and that's fine. And we walk away. But you're basically forcing them to reevaluate, because if they were going to come back and say no, there's no other gaps, well, clearly they don't make very ethical hiring decisions. You have very much dodged a bullet, but they are most likely going to do what they did with my client, which is say, you know what, upon further reflection, you're right. You have XYZ, experiences that are important to us. Let's not worry about the years of experience. Let's move forward. And I think the game changer and mindset changer is it's okay to push back. It is okay to not be satisfied with the answer you received, even if it doesn't change the outcome. So the next time that you are told no at the end of an interview, you are told no for a job offer, ask why. Be audacious and ask why. And if there's justification, that is a gift because it's an opportunity for you to learn. And if there is not justification, it actually gives them an opportunity to reevaluate if maybe you are the right candidate for the role. And don't get it twisted. My client was freaking out. She did not want to do this at all. She was like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, they already told me no. And it is uncomfortable. It's awkward. It's the worst. Nobody wants to do it. But what is really going to propel your career is how comfortable you are making yourself uncomfortable. Literally ask why, push back, tell people, I don't understand, can you help me understand the feedback? As long as you're not coming from a place of challenging their decision, because that is not a good look, and you're coming from a place of learning, you actually might be able to change their mind. You might be able to change their decision. I actually saw Advice with Erin, and she makes such good content on Instagram. She was posting about this a few weeks ago too, how there was a job that she interviewed for eons ago. She was told no, and then she reached out to get feedback and to kind of push and see if they could stay in touch, and she ended up, like a bit later on, getting that same job. And that is so powerful because that means every single time you have an interview, even if it isn't successful, it's a door open, and that only works if you're being freaking audacious, dude. Be a little audacious. Operate with so much freaking confidence. Another way that you can show up this week and be audacious at work or at school is lean in, speak up in a meeting that you are usually quiet in by asking a question, by volunteering for more work, or by asking someone you respect to shadow them in a job for a day, or have a career chat with them. People who are kind of worried about just showing up, so people who are like me, suffering from imposter syndrome pretty regularly, are less likely to lean in and speak up because you're just trying to get by and do your job. You're not trying to be seen. But if you give yourself permission to be seen and you give yourself permission to show the hell up at work, you are going to have opportunities literally fall into your lap. And they're not going to fall by accident. They're going to fall because you're shaking the tree. And that's what's ultimately going to take you to the next level. It breaks my heart when I see people who are so freaking talented, but they're so scared to speak up. Like, I've worked with people like this where they're so good at what they do, but they don't speak up in meetings. They don't take on extra projects because they don't think they're qualified. And then they are not the person getting put up for promotion. They're just not. I actually got promoted this past year, and one of the core reasons I got promoted, I was told, was because I went above and beyond the scope of my job. And the only reason I was able to do that was because I was taking on more work and being comfortable enough to step up and ask for more and take up space and be seen in all of those spaces. The only way that you are actually going to get ahead in your career is by stepping up and taking up space. But the only way you can get ahead in your career is if you get out of your actual head. You need to stop overthinking and worrying about how people perceive you and start worrying about how you perceive yourself. Yes. Even at work. This is good advice. If you're so worried about what your peers think of you or how your boss is perceiving you all the time, you're going to be exhausted and you're going to grow tired of feeling like you have something to prove. If you shift that focus to how can I enrich my learning and actually add value to my team instead of I want it to look like I'm adding value to my team, that's when you're really going to add value. I know people personally who do this as well, where it's like, oh, I want to do this so people see I'm working, or I'm going to take on this project so people see I'm working. That's not what actually drives change and builds your brand at work, at school, etc. It's people who are deeply invested in their own growth and their growth trajectory. That's where you actually see things. You also need to get really comfortable starting things before you are ready to start them. Do not wait for someone to tap you on the shoulder. Do not wait for someone to tell you you should ask for a raise. Do not wait for the perfect job posting. Just go for it. Like, you need to get into the habit of feeling bold enough to just do things before you feel ready. Do things while you're scared, not until after you're scared, because life is scary. There's so many things I do in my career, and I have a video coming out in a couple of weeks talking about like a big career change I'm making, and it's the scariest thing I've ever done. And that's exactly why I'm doing it. You have to do things that scare you because that's what's going to propel your growth. The other thing is you got to look at your circle. not only at work, but in life. This is like a little bit of controversial advice, but I really believe that to some extent you do become the company that you keep. And if your friends and your peers are constantly telling you, like, you know, when you go to work, I just do my job and I go home and that's it. And I just feel like I'm a loser. I feel like no one likes me at work. You're going to start to think that way as well. So you need to not only uplift those friends if you have them, but surround yourself with people who speak like life into you. Like, find mentors who are talking about how smart you are, how much they like are inspired by you. Like, surround yourself with people who really see you as special. That's how you start to believe that you're special. I will never forget when I started my first job at the Bank of Montreal in Toronto, God, like nine or so years ago. I sat in a row of instructional designers, and those are people who basically like build learning programs. And I never wanted to be an instructional designer, but I did an internship there, whatever. I've never felt so supported by a group of people in my life. Like, these people constantly were telling me how smart I was, how excited they were to see what I did with my future, how much they believed in me. And I cannot tell you how much that genuinely impacted how much I believed in myself. I was like, these brilliant people think I'm brilliant. Maybe I should start stepping up like them. You know, they're bold. Maybe I should start being bold. So if you surround yourself with peers at work, especially who breathe life into you, it is literally going to change your life. And that is a promise, money back guarantee. And really, truly, sometimes being audacious at work and getting noticed and getting ahead means that you do the right thing even when it's hard, and you push for the right thing even when it's hard. It really comes down to like the confidence to speak up and have a firm opinion. And it all starts with you giving yourself permission to have an opinion at work, an opinion on decisions, and giving yourself permission to push back when you don't agree with things. And some of this just takes practice and it takes confidence, like the further you get ahead in your career. But sometimes you just need someone in your headphones and a podcast telling you to be bold this week. Like, make one bold move this week and see how confident you feel after, and see how much that like spirals you in a positive way into making big change. I'm going to be a little bit audacious and say that I love episodes where we just chit-chat. It feels so good. I know the show is short and sweet, but that's how I like it, baby. I like it short and sweet. And I've got some really exciting content coming out starting the third week of May. I don't want to tell you too much, but all I'm going to tell you is that the podcast is going to be growing. It's going to be growing and it's going to be so good. And in the meantime, if you have questions you want me to ask in my episode, if you have questions you want me to answer that you want to ask, click the link in the description of this episode. I'll make sure that we get that reviewed, baby, so we can answer them in the upcoming videos on YouTube and audio episodes. But thank you so much. And friendly reminder, it helps me so much when you subscribe to the show and leave a rating and a review. I absolutely adore you. I'll talk to you soon.